Raise your hands if you have any questions and we'll call on you. We are recording. Go ahead, Steve Gilbert.
Good morning, Tori. Luke, I know he just threw a bullpen a couple days ago. Is he going to be on any kind of pitch count today, or is he kind of a full go?
Yeah, we'll make sure that he gets to a certain pitch count, and we'll start to monitor him very closely. It's his first start. I know that he's really excited. It's first start in quite some time. I know he's very excited. So we'll take into account the length of innings, the workload, the up downs, all that type of stuff. But he's ready, and he's been ready, and we're all very encouraged by how hard he's worked, and we were looking forward to this start today.
Go ahead, Steve.
Are you skipping Taylor Widener this time through the rotation? I saw that you got Bum scheduled to go the next game.
Right. So we've got Bum, TBA, and then Gilbert on Sunday. We're going to put Taylor in the bullpen. We had a discussion with him, and we feel like at this point in time, we've got great evaluation as a starter. We want to see what others can do. Obviously we're inserting Luke into the starting rotation right now. So that's one part of it. Another part of it is that, we want to manage his workload a little bit. We know that he's come off of two stints on the IL, and we want to give him the ability to go in the bullpen, catch his breath a little bit, see what that looks like. So, doesn't mean he's going to be a reliever for the rest of his life. It just means for this point in time, we're going to put him in the bullpen for the remainder of the season and evaluate him as a reliever.
Joni Jackson.
Tori, it's been a while since we've been able to talk to Luke Weaver. What's his, kind of, as you've spoken to him, getting ready for today, where is he at mentally, not having pitched in so long?
I think he's always had a great mental outlook, and he's very positive. He's always very eager to get out there and perform. And I've never seen him anything less than ready, race ready and game ready. So I know today is going to be a little bit different for him. It might feel like the first start of the season for him, even though it's not, because he has worked so hard. I think his mental state is always that of being prepared and focused, and I know that he's going to give a great effort for us.
What can be accomplished with him having this month of September?
Yeah, I think it might go back to a situation that we were in with him a couple of years ago, where he was injured, and we wanted to get him some healthy innings before the season was over. I just think giving him the ability to start a couple, several games before the season's over, is going to help his mindset for 2022, knowing that he had a healthy run, a very successful, healthy last month of the season after working hard, is going to prepare him for a hardworking offseason and then a very healthy 22.
Jack Summers.
Tori, so Stuart Fairchild was recalled today as well.
Mm-hmm.
Your lineup's been very left-handed heavy, obviously. Mm-hmm. And I was just wondering, did you specifically advocate to get a little bit more balance as far as getting some right-handed hitting in here in consideration of the call-ups?
My relationship with the front office is such that I do make recommendations, and I talk to them about different things that are needed inside of the lineup when I'm maneuvering during a game, and they're already well aware of some of those challenges. So they're usually one or two steps ahead of me. So this was a situation where we felt like Stuart was the right guy, and he is a right-handed bat, and it could give us a little bit more balance against some left-handed pitching. So I think it was a decision that was made collectively.
Evan, was that a hand you had up earlier? Evan Thompson?
It got answered. Thanks.
Okay, back to you, Steve.
Tori, you had mentioned the moves that you made today to get to 28. Could there possibly be other guys that come up? I know you're limited at 28, but maybe some more roster shuffling that goes on over the next few weeks?
You're not talking about a taxi squad. You're talking about some shuffling, right?
Talking about some shuffling, some other younger guys, as you mentioned, getting a look at some starters and things like that.
Um, Yeah, you know us well. You know, I'm sure that'll be part of our play. Yes, correct. Go Big Blue.
Any other questions for Torrey? If not, we'll see you guys after the game. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Torrey. Go Blue.